There are four systems that every law firm owner needs to scale without burnout. If you're like many of the law firm owners we meet with, it's usually some version of, I'm overwhelmed. My firm's busy, but it's chaotic. And because of that, it feels like you're working in your law firm, not on your law firm. So if you can relate to that in any way, you're like many of the law firms we meet with. You went to law school and you became highly proficient in becoming the best lawyer you can be. However, there's one gap with that, which is law school doesn't teach you to be a great business owner. It feels like you're working in your law firm, not on your law firm. This happens with a lot of businesses where the owner themselves becomes so wrapped up in doing everything because they needed to at first. They needed to be the lead generation person, the sales, the operations and fulfillment person. They needed to be the client success person. They needed to actually be the legal work and be the attorney to do that role. They needed to wear all of the hats. So we find that lawyers invest this much time, money, and resources into becoming great lawyers, and this much time, money, and resources into becoming a great small business owner. And that gap in small business acumen creates usually an issue for a lot of law firms as they're trying to grow. And just for the quick credibility piece, we've been doing this now with over 1,000 law firms, and our whole philosophy is helping you build a firm that supports your lifestyle rather than undermining it. Putting systems and the right people, and then of course, profitability at the forefront so that way you can grow the firm to be what you want it to be, not necessarily just growing for the sake of growth. Now, if you're in the place right now where you're experiencing that burnout, here's the good news. There is a path out. You don't have to stay there. Now, let me be clear. Systems for us is synonymous with frameworks. So business systems, business framework. Sometimes lawyers hear systems and they're like, oh, is this a software system? Is this a phone system? No, I'm talking about business principles that you can put into place to help you scale out. The first system that you need to install as a law firm owner, and this is essential on the front side, is a client attraction system. A client attraction system means that you've got a consistent lead generation source, at least one proven lead source that consistently generates you quality leads. And then you've got the right systems in place for then those leads to be managed by either an intake person or an answering service, depending on how big you are and where your volume's at. So that way those leads get set at the highest rate. And then that same intake person or intake team is then able to get those leads to show up at the highest rate, which then brings us to our next layer of that client attraction pipeline, which is we've got to have a system in place to make sure we're converting as many of those appointments that show up into paying clients. This process is usually a difficult process for most of the law firm owners we meet with because it's a sales process. From the moment a lead comes in to the moment they become a client, a lot of law firm owners don't like the word sales and don't really like selling. And because of that, it's one of the biggest areas that we step in and help with first because it's such a massive gap. When you don't have a consistent system to generate qualified leads, turn those leads into set appointments, get them to show up, and then get them to convert into clients, you're going to consistently sit in these feast and famine cycles where maybe some weeks or some months you got a lot of leads and a lot of them are setting, even if it's not a great percentage, and you're getting a lot of them turned into clients. And now you got to go fulfill all the work. So now that system starts to turn off because you're the person sitting in that system right now, right? That is the entire front half of your business. Without a consistent system there, it's always going to be very difficult for you to ever step out of that burnout. The second system is profit. I'll give you an example. We were just at ClioCon about a week and a half ago out in Boston. I met with a family law firm. We had a conversation and she gave me the good news. She's like, hey, guess what? We just crossed $5 million in our firm, but I'm more burnt out and stressed out than I've ever been. And I don't have the infrastructure, the cash flow to take us to the next level. And I was quite puzzled, if I'm honest, because I was like, wait a second, you're doing $5 million in revenue and you don't have the cash flow and you're still very much involved in every role. What happened here? The answer was profitability. Now, I'm not going to go too deep on a financial lesson because I know a lot of you lawyers went to law school to avoid having to do math, right? But this is where we want law firm owners to get to. We want you to keep 30 to 40% total owner's benefit. The majority of the law firm owners in our program, especially the ones that have been there for a while, are in this range. This law firm owner, she said, yeah, we're not even remotely near that number. Aha, profitability. You need a profit pipeline. What does a profit pipeline do? Well, it designs and optimizes first for profitability. So what are some areas that are going to impact this? Your case value. Are you priced right? And when I say priced right, I mean based off of value pricing, not necessarily just based off of what other firms in your area are charging. Two, collections. We meet with so many firms that on every $100 that they bill, they collect 70%. They're operating and built their entire business to operate on 70%. Imagine if you move that needle to 75, 80, 85, 90, 95%. You just instantly added all of that to the bottom line, the profitability. Without having a proper profit pipeline, your life and your freedom as a law firm owner will consistently be dictated by that profit number or lack thereof. So this is one we get really passionate about because a lot of the other coaching programs in the industry preach growth. Growth is good, but growth at the expense of profit is awful. Why would you ever do that? Just to have a nice topside number, that bottom side number, that's the thing that dictates your freedom because that profitability is going to give you the ability to go out and hire the right staff to continue to replace yourself in roles, to invest in better training for your staff, to invest in systems, all of which is allowing you to step out of your role and simultaneously through investing in better staff, better systems, better training, you are then making your staff more efficient, better operationally, which then once again, increases capacity, increases cash flow, and thus increases your profitability. The third is workflow. We've put the client attraction system in place. We've put the profit pipeline in place. Now we've actually got to get the work done, right? How are you managing workflow? What is the process the moment someone retains the firm? Do they go straight into an onboarding process? How is that managed? Depending on your practice area, document collection, or whatever the next step may be, for your particular practice area, do you have a workflow system in place? Once again, we find a lot of firms have a lot of cash flow stored up in their workflow pipeline. We recently partnered with one of our largest immigration firms to develop Flow, the proprietary management style structure for law firms to create more efficiency and effectiveness in their workflow process. We had a law firm recently. The moment they started implementing Flow, they realized that they had $1 million caught up in workflows. So creating an effective and an efficient workflow system is going to help create less burnout for you because you're going to have a team that's running a system in place for the workflow process. You might still be the main attorney and you might still be doing the legal work on this, but making sure we've got a clear system in place to be able to create as efficient and effective paralegals and case managers as possible for you to help set you up properly as the attorney and the business owner. And then, of course, the last system to help you start to scale out of burnout, a talent system. This is a multifaceted system. Talent acquisition, so being able to recruit and find the right people to be able to continue to scale your firm and scale you out of different roles within the firm. Training, the right people are going to require the right training so they feel like they're supported in their role and they can continue to grow in their role, having the right training in place. Then leadership. Being able to mentor those people so that way as you continue to grow and scale, you can start to build middle managers. Because as you do continue to grow, even if you decide to keep it small, keep it all, which means you keep the firm purposely small, you still are going to need to have the right systems in place for an assistant or a paralegal to help you run those systems. So having the right leadership and talent acquisition systems in place to be able to grow and scale the firm. So these four systems will determine your burnout level as a law firm owner. If you put these four systems in place and then find the right people to run those systems while doing so profitably, you've now created a scenario for yourself as a law firm where you can start to rise up to become the CEO of your law firm. So that way you're now working on the law firm or on the business rather than in it. And you've got the right systems and the right people running those systems. That's what this is all about. If that's something you'd like to learn more about, you could head to thelawfirmsecret.com. That link is in the description. We'd always appreciate it if you'd hit that subscribe button and turn those bell notifications on so that way you don't miss any of this content. And I hope you found this helpful. Would love to hear you comment down below if you've had personal experience with some of these and what it's done or how it's impacted you. As always, appreciate you watching.